It's time for Rhema for Today.
You could have a little child in your home. A little 3 or 4 year old child, you see that child just about to put his hand on a hot skillet on the stove. Honey, don't touch that, that'll burn. Well, you happen to turn around to do something else and suddenly you heard the child scream. They put their little hand up on that hot iron skillet. You pull it away and all the skin comes off his hand. Now, don't you misunderstand me at all. That child learned a lesson. That child surely learned not to touch a hot skillet. But that wasn't your way of teaching them. And we may have learned some things, but that wasn't God's way of teaching us. We had to learn it that way because we're so hard-headed we wouldn't listen to His Word to begin with.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And he said, I remember out there on the farm. Now, at this time he's talking to me, he was a man up 50 years of age or more, around that at least. But he said, as a little boy, I got a couple of baby owls out in the woods. Brought them in, you know, put them in the barn. And those owls grew up to be grown. One of them, I measured one of them, you know, standing, you know, was 40 inches tall and the other 36 inches tall. They lived down the barn, great big owls, you see. Never could teach them a thing. Never. Tried to never. Only thing they'd ever do, he said, was this. He said, now I would feed them outside the back door of the farmhouse and they'd come up there to eat from the barn. See, because he'd raised them from little baby owls. And they wouldn't eat out of the same pan. They had to have a different pan. You know, he'd get some old pan, you know, that of his mother's, you know, cooking utensil that had a hole in it, you know, and mend it some way or another, you know, enough at least to put the food in it, you know. They wouldn't eat out of the same pan. I'd have to have one for each one of them. And they'd each one, you see, always eat out of that one. You got a lot of these folks, you know, they got a certain stall. You get in their stall and they're mad about it. They wouldn't set anywhere else to save your life. Getting mad, so-and-so got my seat. And so he said, they wouldn't eat while I was watching them. I'd put the food out there, but as long as I stand there, they'd just stand there and stare at me. And I'd have to go back inside, you know, maybe peep out, and then they'd start eating, you know. Only thing he said they'd ever do is this. He said they'd come up there, the pans are empty, I haven't put their food out yet in the morning time, you see. And he said they'd sit there all the time I'm out there and putting the food in the pan for them. He said they'd sit there and go like this. And he said, I don't know why, but when they got through eating, you know, it wouldn't eat if I was there. I'd have to go, you know, and look around the corner of the house or something. They'd get through eating, you know, and they'd sit there for a few moments and do their head this way. When he said that, I thought, that's exactly the way these owls do. You can come to church and they say, amen, amen, and then they go out and live like this. That's a cool. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. These folks said to me, you know, they tried to look wise as an owl. Well, now maybe God didn't commission it. Maybe He didn't commission you as a little baby to be born deformed and have to die here at 15 years of age, 16. Doctor said I can't live, have to die, 5 of them. But now God permitted it. And He has, in other words, insinuate, He has, because He permitted it, He's got some purpose in it. Well, now wait a minute. That won't bear up. If you want to do it, on the way home church night, God will permit you to stop by and rob a filling station. Won't He? Won't He? If you're pretty good at picking pockets, if you want to do it, He'll permit you to pick somebody's pocket before you get away from here. I used to could do that and didn't ever know I had it. I'm not practicing anymore. Don't get scared, friend. Amen. I could do that. Them people looking right at me, just pick it up, you know, and walk off with it. Put it in my pocket or something, you know. Well, but he hadn't got any purpose in it. Why did he permit you to do it? Because you wanted to. He's not trying to work something out. Are you listening to me? You could have a little child in your home. A little 3 or 4 year old child. You see that child just about to put his hand on a hot skillet on the stove. Honey, don't touch that. That'll burn. Well, you happen to turn around to do something else and suddenly you heard the child scream. They put their little hand up on that hot iron skillet. You pull it away and all the skin comes off his hand. Now, don't you misunderstand me at all. That child learned a lesson. That child surely learned not to touch a hot skillet. But that wasn't your way of teaching them. And we may have learned some things, but that wasn't God's way of teaching us. We had to learn it that way because we're so hard-headed we wouldn't listen to his word to begin with. So don't go off and act sanctimonious and say, well, now God has some purpose in it. Yeah. You permitted that child to touch the stove. Why did you do it? Because you couldn't help it. Why does God permit these things? Because he can't help it. Why can't he help it? Because he made the earth and gave Adam dominion over it, and Adam sold out and gave the dominion over to Satan. Bless God. But he's made provision to redeem us from the hand of the enemy. Praise God. And Jesus said, bless God, that you'll tread on serpents and scorpions. I give you power to tread on scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy. Luke, you know, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise God. Well, listen, let's go real fast here now. You see, the Bible is progressive revelation. Don't try to get back and live into the Old Testament. That's for spiritually dead people. You're not spiritually dead, you're spiritually alive. Get in the New Testament and live. Amen. Now listen, Jesus plainly taught us that sickness and disease is of the enemy. Luke 13:16. Ought not this woman to be healed on the Sabbath, whom Satan is bound, lo, these 18 years, seeing that she's also daughter of Abraham? Whom did Jesus say bound that woman? Luke 13:16. He said Satan did. The scripture that I quoted from Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. All that were oppressed of the devil. Mark the 16th chapter, when Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so on. And then he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And one of them was, they'll lay hands on the sick and shall recover. They'll lay hands on the sick and shall recover. They'll lay hands on the sick. Well, you see, he set the church against sickness just like he did against sin. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, continually cast out demons and broke Satan's dominion over the lives of men and women. There really is no such thing as a separation of disease and sickness from Satan. Disease came with the fall of man. One cannot conceive of sickness in the Garden of Eden before Adam sinned. The fall, you see, was of the devil. Sickness and sin have the same origin. John Alexander Dowie said, sickness and disease is the foul offspring of its mother sin and its father Satan. That's as good as any. You see, Jesus' attitude toward sickness was an uncompromising warfare with Satan. His attitude toward sin and his attitude toward sickness was identical. He dealt with sickness as he dealt with demons. Now, I've come to the conclusion, and I think any of us should if we study our Bibles carefully, that if disease and sickness are of the devil, and they are, then there's only one attitude that the Christian can take in regard to them. That is, we must follow in the footsteps of Jesus and deal with them as he dealt with them. Amen. We're just not, as Christians, supposed to be caught with anything of the devil. It's wrong for us as Christians to have anything that belongs to somebody else. Amen. Isn't that right? My mother said to me, I remember when I was just a little boy, I wanted to go up the street just a few blocks and play with my cousin Gillis. Now, she knew that right next door to my uncle's house was a man by the name of Cameron. And he had out in his backyard, now he had a nice fence around it and tall, you couldn't climb over it really. But he had here some peach trees, fine peaches. He had growed these trees, you know, and grafted them and so on, you know, and people would come on Sunday afternoon from counties around, drive over there just to drive by and see these fine peaches. And so she said, you know, a mother knowing boys about 9 years old. Now, don't you and Gillis get any of Mr. Cameron's peaches. Oh, no, I won't. No,
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar.
Yes, and Worldwide Homecoming.
Yes, February 16th through the 21st, that's Sunday night through a Friday.
Yes.
And then the Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m.
That's right.
But then Monday through Friday, we have an 8:30 session, a 9:30 session, a 10:30 a.m. session.
Yes.
And a 7 p.m.
That's
session.
That's right. Getting filled with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Also, then we have also some other special sessions,
yes.
Leadership sessions on children's ministry, youth ministry, and worship leaders ministry.
Yeah, in fact, if you're a pastor, you
yes.
might want to send your children's minister, your youth minister, or your worship leader, are your people that are involved in worship songs and
yes.
stuff. Or you might just want to come yourself and bring them with you.
I think there's 9 hours of training.
I think it's going to be, about 9 hours of training
yes.
in each one of those sessions. And so, and also at night,
we have children's services.
Children's services.
Yes, nightly.
And so it's a family deal, so come on out. It's going to be great. They're coming from all of the schools, Rhema
yes.
Bible schools all over the world. We got
yes.
300 and some odd of them now. And it's going to be great. You want to know more about it? Just go to rhema.org
yes.
/WBS.
That's right. For all the details.
You're going to find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.